says it's seeking a temporary injunction against the new European banana regime. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Regional financial institutions are being urged to put specific measures in place to effectively deal with money laundering. Lance Selman, the special advisor to Trinidad and Tobago's National Security Minister, offered the advice to the Regional Money Laundering Conference, taking place this week in Port of Spain. He says new measures are necessary to ensure the success of anti-drug legislation. Tony Fraser reports.
Selman says it cannot be left only to the goodwill of managers of finance houses reporting instances where there is some suspicion about deposits.
What we want to see institutions do is to establish programs and systems within their institutions, whether it's the bank or non-bank financial institution, that reduces the risk and discourages dealing with laundered money or criminal proceeds. So it's not only a question of reporting and the kind of systems in the institution that will facilitate investigations if and when law enforcement people have to come in with a court order to get access to information. So the reporting is one aspect of it.
Additionally, Selman, who was once in line to be commissioner of police here, says governments, after they have drawn up extensive anti-drugs legislation, have to devote time and resources to training and to purchasing equipment and expertise for the fight against the new crime. And here he says a regional effort will help.
And exposing people in the administration of justice, magistrates, judges, you know, informing them about some of the complexities of what is involved. And I think that the Barbados Attorney General mentioned a program that is taking place at the Cable campus of the university, specifically aimed at people in the law, administration of justice.
Barbados's Attorney General Maurice King says while regional states are making valiant efforts, there are serious limitations on what can be done to restrict drugs trafficking.
We have waters which, you know, we cannot effectively police because we are small countries which have limited financial resources, don't have enough equipment to provide adequate policing services for this entire Caribbean Sea. At best, even in fishing, we can't even control the poaching which other nations of the world do in Caribbean waters. So that I think those who deal in drugs, drug traffickers, know that the Caribbean countries can't effectively police these very vast Caribbean waters, and we try our best within our limitations.
The three-day symposium ends this evening, and a list of recommendations is expected to be made. Tony Fraser for BBC Caribbean Report.
Thousands of demonstrators assembled outside Britain's House of Lords today. Their mission, to lobby against one of the main clauses in Britain's proposed asylum bill. That clause would eradicate all routes of appeal open to visitors being turned away from England's shores. Carol Orr filed this report.
We're under attack. It's a systematic attack against our race, our culture and everything else.
It doesn't matter whether the bill is going to go through or not. That doesn't alter the position. We still need to make it clear that we object to the bill.
My mother and father was brought here in the 50s, invited here to work, but still, because of the colour of our skin, we're under attack.
If my brother can't come and visit his family, all of whom are here, then it's a sick society I'm living in.
Recent figures show that black visitors to the UK make up almost three-quarters of all refusals. For these protesters, this is sheer proof that this legislation comes direct from imperialism. Chairman of the campaigning force, the Anti-Racist Alliance, Mark Wadsworth, says the huge protest against the entire bill, which undermines rights of refugees and immigrants, represents a new age for black rights in Britain.
It's a powerful message to the government that black people aren't going to sit idly by and see our rights taken away from us. We're politically active, there is a new generation of people who are born in this country and are militant and are prepared to take politicians on. They're not going to sit around and be worked over by either racist thugs on the streets or racist politicians in Parliament.
As the debate continues to rage in Parliament, Labour MP Bernie Grant says if the visitors clause is allowed, its repeal will become black people's mission for the future.
What we will see in effect is that we will try and make the bill inoperative so that racist immigration officers, when they try to refuse people at the ports of entry, their names will be splashed everywhere and everybody will know what's going on.
Fellow MP Diane Abbott knows the extent of the problem.
People that have stayed for years to come for a wedding, to come for a christening, who are turned away at the airport, and they've lost their fare, they've been humiliated, and they probably won't be able to come back in again. So this is happening every day to black people all the time, and in particular it's happening to people from Jamaica and the other Caribbean islands.
And her advice for those still thinking of taking a trip?
They should prepare themselves. They should realise that they're liable to be interviewed when they come to this country, and it might probably be a hostile interview, and they just